Black Coffee by Agatha Christie. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Black Coffee. A novel adapted by Charles Osborne from the play by Agatha Christie. Hercule Poirot sat at breakfast in his small but agreeably cosy flat in Whitehall Mansions. He had enjoyed his brioche and his cup of hot chocolate. Unusually, for he was a creature of habit and rarely varied his breakfast routine, he had asked his valet George to make him a second cup of chocolate. While awaiting it, he glanced again at the morning's post, which lay on his breakfast table. Meticulously tidy as always, he had placed the discarded envelopes in one neat pile. They'd been opened very carefully with the paper knife in the form of a miniature sword which his old friend Hastings had given him for a birthday many years ago. A second pile contained those communications he found of no interest, circulars mostly, which in a moment he would ask George to dispose of. The third pile consisted of those letters which would require an answer of some kind, or at least an acknowledgement. These would be dealt with after breakfast, and in any case not before 10 o'clock. Poirot thought it not quite professional to begin a routine working day before 10. When he was on a case, of course, that was different. He remembered that once he and Hastings had set out well before dawn in order to... But no, Poirot did not want his thoughts to dwell on the past. The happy past...